Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I'm so confused by this nostalgic brands thing that you sent me a minute ago. How? Not that kids don't get into things that their parents get into once in a while, and everyone gets real happy about that. Like, for instance, if your kid all of a sudden discovers 90s grunge, you grew up listening to 90s grunge, right? Something to bond over. I get that.
You probably don't love that they call it old or
nostalgic. Or classic. Or,
exactly. Exactly.
Oh, this classic rock band, Green Day. It's not go that far, but again, I get that. The thing is, though, when you're making a list of nostalgic brands that kids are into, that they're like, oh, these are the coolest brands in the world. These are the most nostalgic things to us that our kids are super into. I don't know that YouTube should be at the top of the nostalgic brands list.
Didn't they also say that YouTube was the coolest brand in the world?
The coolest brand in the world.
Because they all want to be YouTubers.
It's still a thing. Yep. If you can get...
I wouldn't even say YouTube is a nostalgic brand to me. Based on how you phrase it, I was thinking maybe that's it. Maybe it's like what we would consider nostalgic.
Oh.
But YouTube still wouldn't crack my list.
No, not even. But that's like it's possible that I've gotten so old at this point that I could see that. Like, because now if you're 23 or 24 and you got your kid's a baby, but like whatever, and they're somehow into YouTube and you're like, oh, I remember when I wanted to be a YouTuber that was not on my radar. In no universe is YouTube ever going to be nostalgic. YouTube is YouTube.
YouTube is pretty current, right? And you're talking about Gen Alpha. I mean, those are my kids.
Yes, your kids. So that's that. So you should be somewhat nostalgic over YouTube. You're at least closer to it than me. Good Lord. Next up, would you consider Nintendo a nostalgic brand?
How? How would you consider Nintendo?
Do you mean the
Nintendo?
It's not the same. Nintendo.
If you're talking about the brand, it's still around.
If you don't blow in the cartridge, if a Lego can't get stuck in the machine,
Barbie shoe. That's what did us in.
If those things do not occur when you play it, it is not the kind of Nintendo that's going.
But that's
to
not
get
the
me
brand.
Nostalgic.
And no. When you plug that thing in. Your kids get real mad.
How would you? Yeah, if you even
can. How would you play this?
If you still have one and you've never introduced kids to this joy, I've done it with my nieces and my nephews, and I love it every single time. I'll bring out, and I'm talking the old one, the first Nintendo. Yeah. They get mad. They get angry because they can't understand what they're supposed to do. It's glorious. It's absolutely glorious. Now, Super Mario, if you said Super Mario, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Because Mario's still around, but Super Mario.
Right.
Kind of done.
Uno. Is Uno.
I think Uno is very current, right? Like,
Uno's hot
still
as
a very
hell.
Popular game?
Uno is as hot as any game on the planet.
I'd say it's as hot as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And they make new versions. Like, we just had Uno.
Just had Uno.
Like, you could make up your own game, but it was the same deck.
Now, this is one I agree with. Hot topic. Maybe that's it. Maybe it depends on who you are.
Yes, because Hot Topic is also still around. But it's not the same because malls aren't even the same.
That's right. It's not how it
like,
was.
Like if you had
y'all.
Said malls are on the list, I'd be like, absolutely, because that's where we went as kids. Like we walked around the mall. And out here, it was the Willowbrook Mall. We walked around the Willowbrook Mall.
What about today, Katie?
Absolutely not.
I might run around the Willowbrook Mall. Some things have changed. Some things stay the same. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. You want to? Is Pokemon considered a nostalgic brand?
See, Pokemon is nostalgic to me.
Gray area.
But they are still releasing cards and stuff, right?
They never stopped. They have never.
And then
they had
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, they've never stopped.
Love that.
There's not been a point where there's not been Pokemon content out there.
Actually, it's funny. I was driving the Champions area the other day, and I drove by an Ace Hardware, and on the sign it said, "We have Pokemon cards."
What?
Like newly stocked Pokemon cards.
At the and I'm thinking, Ace? Who?
Is that really a hardware store?
Who got them, who got them into this?
What year is it?
Is this a front? Like, what? What are you supposed to do
with
that?
Is that Ace Hardware run by a 10-year-old boy?
It's the best hardware store ever. Hands down. What's coming up in things you need to know?
A confirmed U.S. strike on a suspected drug boat and a White House rebuttal that's making headlines. The TSA's new fee that'll have travelers saying, ho, no, in the new year. And a safety tip that might change how you light up your Christmas tree. Things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Not to knock, of course, the place with the friendly hardware folks.
I love a good Ace Hardware store.
Thought it was strange.
Yeah, I just haven't been.
Now you're one-stop shop
for what?
All things relating to the holiday season.
Is that what happened? Did the Ace guy get his kids involved? The next generation just has like a comic, like, you know, like a nerd, like, is it Nerd Corner? And I don't mean that pejoratively. I'm just saying, is that, how do you set that store? Where do you have the Pokemon cards? Is it in the power tools?
Probably by the register.
By the red...
Like the candy bars that no one's touched in 15 years.
Glorious. Glorious.
But while you're there, you know, they do have other things like Christmas lights and Christmas trees and things. And
of course.
While holiday lights might look magical, remember, they can be dangerous. And a lot of people are wondering, is it safe to leave Christmas tree lights on all night?
That is always the question.
Experts say, though things have improved over the years, still your best bet is to turn them off before you hit the hay.
Okay.
So modern LEDs are a lot safer than the old school incandescent bulbs.
That's, yeah.
But they can still overheat. And they can also overload your outlets if they're left on too long.
Right.
So they say if you're looking at safety habits, you want to check your cords, you want to upgrade aging strands, keep connections away from water, obviously. It's going to go a long way toward preventing trouble. But you could also just upgrade to something like a smart plug or a timer.
The timer.
You know, a lot of people do that with their outside lights. Just bring one inside.
I get it. It's nice.
Well, there are people that like falling asleep.
Yeah,
to like
it's
a twinkling
it's
Christmas tree.
Really wonderful.
Yeah, but if you get one of those and everything shuts off automatically and you don't have to think twice.
Love to see it.
Let's talk about the White House. They confirmed yesterday the U.S. did carry out more than one strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean in September.
Okay.
But denied that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the second attack to kill survivors.
Okay.
The Washington Post had reported last week that he gave a verbal order to leave no survivors before the September 2nd attack.
Yes.
And several lawmakers from both parties are now looking into that. They've called for investigations, with some saying targeting survivors could be considered a war crime. The Senate Armed Services Committee chairman said he will talk with everyone involved and expects to see all audio and video from the operation before making final judgments.
There's a lot
going on.
There's a lot I don't understand. There's a lot that I don't think we're good, because there's so much information.
Not qualified to speak on such matters.
In no universe. That's where we are now. Okay.
And I remember we talked about the TSA ID fee.
Right.
Going into effect. And this, of course, doesn't so much apply to Texans, because we have had the Real ID feature on our driver's license for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to Texas, this is your reminder. It is more difficult in other states. And if you're here, you have 90 days to get a Texas driver's license. And if you don't and you go traveling without a Real ID, that $18 fee, we thought, is now $45.
$45.
A whopping $45 to go through TSA checkpoints next year.
$45. That's not even close. That's not even close.
That's more than double.
Wow.
The new fee will go into effect February 1st. Now, this is just for travelers without a passport or other acceptable form of ID.
Right.
You got that? You don't pay the fee.
You're good. You're good.
And to pay it, you would need to visit TSA.gov and verify your identity before you even go to the airport. So I don't think it's like something you could pay on the spot.
Right.
You would then get an email confirmation to present.
Lord, that's
like, it's a lot easier to just go and get a Real ID, no matter what state you're in.
I can't believe, did you just say 90 days? Like, if I move.
Isn't that it? In Texas, you have 90 days?
I'm Googling it. It's 90 days. You get 3 months to get an ID in addition to everything else you're doing. You have 30 days to register your car. Like, you got to get car inspected.
That's
in
quick.
30 days. Why do people move at all?
Right?
Why do you move at all? That is, that's just one more obnoxious task.
One more stressor.
But more reason to get it done.
Those are the things you need to know now. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. You can call us anytime, 713-881-5500.
Random question.
Random answer.
Are you from a Christmas card family?
Oh,
like
Lord.
Your parents strike me as the type, but I don't know that for sure.
I think they have been.
Never
in the
have
past.
I received a card from the Youngs.
No, they have been in the past. It's real haphazard these days. I think we did one last year. I don't get them. If they send them, I don't get them.
You don't get them.
No, because I'm in the family. Yeah, why would I?
Yeah, I guess.
I want to say
got all the updates.
I think we were in the Christmas card. If there was one, because we had won a CMA.
Like I was in?
Yeah.
I made it to the family Christmas card?
Yeah, it was like us and then the babies. You know, because my sisters got the youth.
Yeah.
Kids. So yeah.
Cool.
But I would not consider, if we were, it has not passed itself on to me. Like at all. Like I've done
it
several
wasn't a huge
things.
Thing then.
Nah,
growing
wasn't,
up,
no,
like
wasn't
it wasn't
huge.
Like, hey, we got to go take our pictures. It was always
kind of it was always kind of a hassle because, like, I just remember my mom being stressed.
Your
about
mom
it all
did
time.
It begrudgingly.
Yeah, it was just like I got to get these out.
And
I've got so much stuff to do now. I have to
one
you
more
know.
Thing. We didn't
right.
do them.
Oh,
I don't think there was a year that we sent out a Dempsey Christmas card.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Which is probably for the best, all things considered.
How absolutely freeing. I would think that's the way to go.
Well, who, and that kind of got me down this path. Like, who sends them anymore? I know I don't get very many. I used to get more. Now.
I'm trying to think of the last, like it.
Maybe one or two will come through in the next few weeks. But in years past, even Thanksgiving week, we'd get inundated. With just random family and friends, acquaintances even.
Are we off that? Or is that? No, serious question. Because I'm thinking
like,
about it myself
now, do people
not
send Christmas cards?
Oh, dude, it's been years,
even
bro.
Because even though we didn't do them as a family, I love getting Christmas cards.
Oh, getting them is
That's
amazing.
The best. That's the best.
It's just.
Breaks up all those bills.
It is. Because, like, it's something nice in the mail. I get that. That said, I don't
Someone
know that anyone is sending
nice
them.
The
I
mail.
Just don't know that anyone does it anymore. I don't know that I have a friend that sends Christmas cards. I don't. I mean, again, like
is it like an e-card now? Is it an email?
I do get. Okay, if we're counting emails, I do get the e-blasts, the Thanksgiving e-blasts.
Is that the life update?
Yes,
God,
it's
those been. You learn way too much about your relatives.
Okay, look, let's just test this out for a few minutes. Do you still receive Christmas cards? Do you still get them? And on the other side,
do you make them?
Yeah, do you make them? Are you one of those people that's still out there sending them out?
Yeah, like who's keeping the tradition alive?
Yeah, is
and
anyone?
And would you consider sending your pals Frito and Katie a Christmas card?
Oh my, what I wouldn't
I'm telling you,
give.
I need some strange faces on the mantle.
That is what that would brighten my holiday. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Are you keeping this tradition alive? Or is it in the past? Is it gone? Have we moved on? Is the best we can hope for a Merry Christmas text day of?
Or an AI-generated email.
Oh, we'll talk to you guys coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. I'm hoping that people still make Christmas cards.
I
love receiving them.
That
it's one of my favorite things about the holidays.
Do you still send them?
Whether they were intended for me or not.
Are you still keeping the tradition alive? 713-881-5500. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Felicia.
Hey, Felicia. What do you think?
Okay. So I feel like, I don't think I would send it, but I feel like it's nice when you get the card in the mail.
Yes.
It's just nice to see, and it's nice. When my son was smaller, I would make them, and I would send them out, and then I'd have more kids, and then that stopped. But it's nice when you know, like that first kid got everything. You know, I have like the baby book for him. That's another story. But with him, I would send out the card, you know? But now, I don't do that.
You don't have time, Felicia. You don't have time. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it's nice to just open it and say, oh, look, like this is really nice. And I'll put it on my fridge.
But
and then that's it.
But you do prefer
nice
it.
When you
people display
it.
Them because it you know what it does? It breaks up the other trash you're getting in the mail, which are the mailers,
it's
the
like,
bills.
It's like refreshing.
Yes. Yes. And you know how I know people like it? And like receiving them? Because you've got companies that try to imitate handwriting in the hopes that you will open up their
you know, that's true.
Info.
They make you think it's from a person.
Or you'll even
human.
Get like a holiday card and it looks like a real holiday card. I got one and my boyfriend was like, who's that family? And I said, I don't know. And it was like Shutterfly and it looked like a really nice family.
Yeah.
So you're right. That if they're duping people with it, it means there's something. All right.
We got a lot of cards for the previous family and I still displayed them.
Proudly.
They're all over my fridge. Yeah.
Felicia, thank you so much. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, I love getting paper Christmas cards. I am right there with Katie.
Yes.
I hang them up in my office. It's the spirit of the holidays, especially when you get one in the mail. You just get all excited.
It brightens
it's
your
fun.
Day.
All right, let me give you the converse of this. Have you gotten an emailed holiday card from a family? Have you received one?
No. My family, they're very traditional.
Okay.
I mean, we send Christmas cards. I've already got mine. I bought mine as soon as they hit the stores.
Oh, all right.
I got them all
dedicated
and delivered. And yes,
you're dedicated.
If you end up with an extra one, I'll take one. You can send it to the studio.
That's fine. Don't worry about that. You send us an email. It's just as good.
Do not send us an email.
Yeah, it's on the website.
No.
Just grab
it.
You know?
Nope, I am sending you guys one today.
Oh,
I love that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, hey,
yeah,
thank
the email people are the Xmas people.
Thank you so much.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Dark, dark times.
I was going to say tease the season, but
I was
guess
hoping,
not.
I was hoping that we were going to be bombarded with people. So we're like, I'm keeping it alive every single year. But if you do a Christmas card at all, it seems like the email is actually the more common thing, which I don't know what to say about that, but back to it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito Katie, go ahead.
I'd rather get postcards. I feel like every time I get emails, it's more or less like from my bosses, so I'm kind of tired of getting those.
So you get a negative reaction in general to anything email. You're already on a negative to begin with. So it's like if I was the boss,
I'd probably do emails as well.
Of course you would if you were the boss, because it saves the money, my friend.
It saves the cash. And that's assuming your boss does it at all. You know his secretary or his receptionist.
You know what you got for Christmas?
Is writing the three
not
lines.
Even, not
in
even
there.
That. You know what you got for Christmas? A paycheck. Congratulations.
And barely that. In a lot of cases.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
Dude, thank you.
It's like a bonus paycheck. That's a good one.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much for the call, man.
Yeah,
we
and like an actual
it.
Bonus.
An actual
no like jam. A, not like a pen.
Stop.
Or a fruitcake.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, getting ahead of the game, y'all, with tickets to the Texans and the Cards at NRG. If you want to win your way into that game, not this week, but next week, be listening because the Wheel of Texans is going to spin around 8:40.
Before that, we'll talk President Trump dropping his MRI results. Apparently, Americans love shopping small, and this country star gives fans a concert, then a curveball. Things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
I don't know why this is news, but I don't ask too many questions. As promised, President Trump released his MRI results. He said he would over the weekend after a few articles questioned the reasoning behind it and whether or not it meant he was fit to be president. So yesterday afternoon, the White House dropped the full results. Everything evaluated is functioning within normal limits, and the president remains in excellent overall health.
Okay.
In the press briefing, it was brought up again and reiterated there are no acute or chronic concerns regarding the president as to why he had the MRI in the first place. Men of a certain age do benefit from thorough evaluations of their cardiovascular and abdominal health.
Routinely.
So it was just preventative. So in the event there was an issue, perhaps it could be caught and addressed early. And it sounds like, he's doing pretty well for a guy knocking on 80.
Knocking on 80.
You know what else is confusing to me?
What?
There are allegedly people out there that have never heard of Small Business Saturday. And I'm not talking about shopping small business. I mean, they don't know Small Business Saturday is a thing in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and has been since,
It's been a minute.
2012?
I want to say there was a commercial that was running during football this week that was like, is American Express, who I don't know if they should take credit for it, but they were. And they were saying that since they've started, it's resulted in like $200 billion of money going into the hands of small businesses, like mom and pops, local businesses, things like that. Again, didn't fact check it.
Well, it might just be coincidence, because if this is to be believed, 66% of Americans, two-thirds, don't know what a Small Business Saturday even is.
That's that, it, yeah.
And that number jumps to 76% for Gen Z.
Oh.
Which, to be fair, well, they probably think their boutique grocery store, Trader Joe's, is a small business. And this is all kind of interesting, because according to the 2025 holiday shopping survey from Checks Notes, AT&T Business,
okay,
the majority of Americans would prefer to spend their money at small businesses.
I'm sure they would.
So adults across the country were polled, and yes, most consumers say, you know, if I could shop small for everything, I would. Now you can. I hear you shout. You absolutely can.
It's not as easy,
so
but it's
what's
not easy.
Stopping us?
It's not easy.
Price.
Oh, is that it?
Pricing. If the pricing was the same across the board, 77% would prefer to buy from a small business over a large online retailer.
Well, hell. That's gonna be a problem, guys. That's because, again, it's the Walmart thing. That's what started the whole thing to begin with. Is if you're bigger, you could offer things for cheaper.
Right.
You kind of have to make a conscious choice if you're gonna do that.
Now, if you get into a small business, though, I think you will end up making a purchase, because a lot of people say, yeah, they like supporting a small business because it helps the community. But also, you will find better, more unique holiday gifts. You'll get ideas. A lot of times the quality is going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're actually putting eyes on something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the beauty of a brick and mortar.
Don't go in there. You don't have to plan on spending anything. Just go in.
Take a gander.
See what they got for you.
Yeah.
See if they can't win you over. I think that's definitely.
Or see if they can't help you with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of folks trust small businesses over the large retailers when they've got questions. So we're almost twice as likely to call a small business over a larger company if something pops up.
Oh, yeah. If you need something, 1,000% yes.
Because one, you're more likely to get a human, though that's not even always the case now. Or, you know, just use AI to get all your gift ideas.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sure you won't immediately regret that decision.
Yeah.
And we'll end with a Chris Young story.
Okay.
This is cool, because this is just not something that you hear other artists and other genres doing. But Chris Young is the latest country singer, following Zach Topp, Darius Rucker, and Luke Combs, among others, who are not satisfied with the way a specific performance went.
Oh.
And so decided to issue refunds.
Holy cow.
So he's doing his It Must Be Christmas acoustic tour.
Which sounds incredible.
Amazing.
What?
Had a stop in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin on Saturday. And while on the surface, it seems like it would be a great setup to a holiday concert to have a major snowstorm hit the area at the same time,
mm-hmm.
It did make it difficult for many fans to get there. So some were in attendance, but Chris decided, you know, I'm going to perform for those that are here that brave the conditions.
Right.
But I'm also going to just issue this refund for all the people that couldn't get here, felt the vibe was maybe a little bit off.
Dude,
because
class.
It wasn't
all class.
It wasn't packed.
All class.
So he refused to take a paycheck, waived his fee for the show. So all of the tickets, whether you were there or not, were refunded.
How cool.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Frank. So thanks for the email, first off. So walk us through this. You said y'all had been dating a few months. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It just feels really, what's the word, undefined, you know, if that makes sense. Okay. I've known Angie for a minute. Like, you know, she's a friend of a friend kind of thing. We've never, you know, we were never like super real close, right? But after me and my ex kind of went our separate ways, we got closer. I mean, that's a fair way to put it, you know?
You
know,
oh, you, are you?
Yeah.
Are you talking like a hookup thing or what?
I mean, I guess a little bit.
Okay.
So full disclosure, I mean, I've described it as a hookup thing to, you know, friends and stuff. And I guess there was definitely something between us. It was brewing. And honestly, it's been, you know what I mean? It's been a really great thing for me. because it was a hard year.
Okay, so you were hooking up, and it now has become awesome. Or had become something a bit bigger, but yeah. Hard year, man. What's been going on?
Well, ma'am, I don't know. It's I don't want to get like super heavy on your show or anything, but I lost my dad. He passed away in June. And, you know, it's been tough.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. That's
so,
yeah.
That's
so no, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring it up, but thank you. I just, he'd been sick for a while. So it wasn't unexpected. It's just, still, those things are just, it's never easy, right? And losing a parent, it's not fun. But, so yeah, just someone who I liked being with, like just spending time with, someone who made things easier for me, just my life easier. And it was, it was a great thing. It had been a great thing. And I guess that's what I meant by undefined. I don't think either of us were in a hurry to figure out much.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
That's what brought you here.
Rod brings me right. Here. Well, yeah, that's a great way.
Well,
that's
where is here? Out. Where is here?
Right. So here.
To the show.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Well, it all ties in together. So the family, we kind of took a pass on this year, you know, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
Just so my mom went on a trip to where'd she go? The year? Well, she went to England with her sisters, and she was gone for a few weeks. My brother had some like obligations with his job or something, so we decided to just like punt things for Christmas. But when Angie, when she found that out, she told me I should come over and do the holiday thing with her family up in Austin.
Oh, she did.
Well, that's very mm-hmm. nice.
That is.
Right?
Yeah. Well, second, like, how did we feel about that?
Good, but not good. I mean, the gesture was touching,
sure.
Very touching. But yeah, but like on the other hand, it's her family, you know?
Right.
I mean, not mine. I don't know. I was just on the fence, I guess.
Okay, well, did you go?
Yeah, I mean, as the day got closer, I kind of landed on, okay, what the hell, right? Like, just, it's turkey, it's sides, it's pies.
Not doing anything else.
You know, right, like, just right, so I thought.
Oh.
So you thought?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Oh, guys, I don't know. I showed up, I brought wine, you know, I did all those things right. She, you know, showing up obviously is important, but yeah. she was just off and all day. The family was great to me. They, I mean, a little quiet, but super nice. Food was good. It was really good. But it was, I don't know, I chalked it up to maybe they just needed more time to warm up. I don't know. I don't know them to know. But what I do know is that she's been super, I mean, like real quiet ever since.
How quiet? Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I mean, quiet. Like one word responses. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I can't bring myself to call her. I'm guessing. I guess something was said.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, and here's the deal. I don't know. Maybe it was before I showed up.
Right.
I have no idea. I just hate that I hate that I think I'm making or that I made that whole thing awkward
so
for her and maybe even her family.
You want to rectify that by making things more awkward for her?
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. I probably should have thought, this through a little more.
Sometimes it's worth the risk, man. You said it. Let's call Angie, and we'll get to the bottom of this. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Frank and Angie were going out for a few months.
Yeah.
Frank lost his dad.
I know.
Over the summer. And
right.
So they kind of canceled their fall plans or Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah.
They were just fixated on Christmas. And Angie said, you know what? That's not right. I want you to come and have Thanksgiving
with
my family.
Which is really dope.
I love that.
Until
that's
you go and
so
have Thanksgiving
nice.
With the family.
That you've never met. With a woman you barely know,
yeah.
To be honest.
Mm.
So that's probably where we went wrong. But how wrong did we go? Let's get Angie on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Angie?
Hi, yeah, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull, and this might be kind of awkward, because this was pretty recent, all things considered, but we were calling you about Frank. Do you know Frank?
Yeah, Frank, I know Frank.
Okay, all right, yeah, well, so he emailed us, told us that that you guys did Thanksgiving together, and he thinks it got awkward somehow. He's not sure about the how part.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of awkward. I wish he had asked in advance what he was going to do.
Oh, he told us you invited him. Was that not the case? Did we miss something?
Did he just show up?
Yeah.
Did he crash for Thanksgiving?
No, yeah. I invited him. Like, I'm glad that I just didn't think he would go to those lengths, I guess.
Well, I'm so sorry. Go to what lengths? I mean, hi. I don't mean to jump the gun here. I'm so sorry. But
that's,
go to what
lengths? All right, yes. Good. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, he's on the phone. Yeah.
Surprise, it's Frank.
Well, what are we talking about here? What happened?
Okay, so basically I was going up early. It's in Austin. Frank said he was going to drive up the day of, which is cool. I told him, you know, he could come around noon and would eat around 1. So sure enough, around noon, the doorbell rings and there's Frank with a... Oh, God.
Right.
I didn't want to embarrass him, but... He had this bottle of Yellowtail that he got from a gas station, and I'm just like, "What the hell are you thinking?"
It's wine. It's just a bottle of wine.
It's not wine. It's a bottle of Yellowtail. Okay, this it's a family Thanksgiving. Yellowtail is not that. Like, if you're gonna bring a bottle of wine, bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah, but. It was wine. It's wine is wine, right? I don't see the problem.
Well, yeah.
It's got a twist top.
For convenience. Wanna say Yellowtail is very highly awarded, by the way.
Okay, wait. So people were offended by this aside from you.
I mean, you know, my family's kind of quiet, but I could definitely tell from my mom's face and my dad's face. Like,
oh.
It was just weird.
Okay.
Does it have like a 50% off sticker on it? Or?
Well, I mean, I don't. What was I supposed to do? You know, show up empty handed? I brought wine. That's a fact. I thought it was a nice touch.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
No. Just no. Like, in that case, just bring nothing. Nothing is better than something when the something is like college party wine. Okay. Like, it's way better to show up empty handed.
It is?
Look. This, which that would be much worse, by the way. I'm not really a wine guy. Okay, sorry. I would have been completely embarrassed to show up with nothing. I doubt. I mean, did anyone actually notice? I mean, really? Come on.
I'm telling you, Frank. People notice when it's a bottle of Yellowtail, and not in the way you want them to.
They do?
Seriously. although I did just Google it and just say gas station wine. That's actually kind of funny. But I. Honestly, though, like all joking aside, I don't think this is nearly as bad as you think. Guys, I don't think this is nearly as bad as she thinks.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it does not say gas station wine when you Google it. I will tell you, having just done it, it says won over 550 awards from some of the most prestigious wine shows in the world.
500.
It was something on Reddit. I mean, it's kind of funny.
Well, maybe this is it. I don't know.
Well, Angie wrote it, obviously.
Look, let's
probably her post.
Exactly.
I don't. Maybe there are points where nothing is better than something. I don't know. Look, hang on the line. We'll talk this over. Okay.
An interesting question.
Oh.
Sometimes should you show up empty-handed?
Yeah.
Is
like
that the preferred option?
Is it better just to?
Maybe it's people you don't know.
Can that send a bad message?
Maybe you've had a present blow up.
And
you were trying to be polite, like what we just heard with Frank.
Does any of that make any sense to you guys?
I kind of see it. Like, yes, that is super snobby in this scenario.
Look, we're going to see what you guys think.
I guess the thought doesn't always count.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, talking. Houston, I have a problem today. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
I think people are going to have a hard time getting over Angie. Angie's actions in the first place, but it did spark an interesting question. Sometimes can nothing be better than something?
Are you better off showing up with nothing?
Yeah.
In a situation where it's a first impression, I don't know. Let's see what you guys think. Go ahead.
Good. Is she from California? Is her family from California? Because Texas hospitality, it doesn't matter what you bring. I mean, at least you're bringing something.
I actually prefer people to bring something. You know, not snooty. You know what I mean? Like, just something.
Right.
Just, you know.
I don't like snooty.
Yeah.
I mean, he tried. And the dude lost his dad. My dad's been gone 2 years. My mom's been gone almost 4 years. Just to be invited, I mean, you had the common courtesy to invite him, but then you're going to look down on him because of what he brought?
Right.
Maybe her family is. Maybe her family is the problem. You know what I mean? Maybe they're the snooty ones. I don't know. Maybe she's just nervous.
She's snooty too.
Okay.
I mean, she's a product of her environment. It's Yellowtail. There ain't nothing wrong with Yellowtail. Give me a $5 bottle of wine. We good.
Hey, you know what?
If it was a blind taste test, I couldn't tell the difference. I'll tell you that
you
right now.
You know what? 500 whatever awards agree, y'all. Like, I don't see.
I see
no problems.
Yeah,
here.
Next time bring the box. You can slap the bag when things get real awkward.
You know what? You can bring box wine. Let's see their reaction. That's something. I would
totally. If you're too good for a box, you're too good for me, quite frankly. That's the bottom line. Thank you.
It's a huge red flag, so he needs to just move on and find somebody who understands.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Howdy. What do you have for us today?
Oh, my gosh. I bring gas station wine to all the things because I'm the only one who's going to drink that one. Where I go, they always have their own wines, but they're wines I don't like. So I'm like, I'm going to bring a cheap one that I can drink if anyone else wants it. They can have it.
Yellowtail Chardonnay. Yellowtail Chardonnay.
Yeah, it's a safe choice.
What's not to
actually,
like?
And it's worse when you do go somewhere and you're drinking what they've provided and you don't like it. And
yeah.
You know that you're going to have to like feign excitement over this bev for like the next however many hours.
You know,
this is for me.
That's one of the reasons why I think it's actually, even if it's something that, like, I think you always show up with something because you can at least drink it, you know? And even if I was the host, I'd look at, well, you know, maybe that's for them. Maybe they don't want to, like, break into my stash. I would look at that as a friend. I would look at this as the most considerate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not forcing me to snap open the bottle and chug it, right? I mean, you're just saying.
And the great thing you can do is if it's one that no one likes, you can cook with it later.
Dude, yes.
So that's a good point. I was thinking to myself, could it be potentially annoying if, say, you didn't drink at all?
Right.
Oh, and someone gave you a bottle of wine.
A dry house.
And so you're like, well, what are we supposed to do with this? But then you could re-gift it later.
Yes,
or,
you could.
Yeah, you could use it in some.
Or you just put it in your cabinet in case of emergencies because the holidays. Like, either it's everyone wins. Hey, thank you so much. We'll talk to more of you guys coming up. Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Phone number 713-881-5500.
Frank brought the wrong one.
Or the right one, depending on who you ask. I mean, all you guys are sold.
Everyone loves Yellowtail.
Everybody loves the
Yellowtail.
Except
Angie and her family.
Yeah, they say that's...
very put off by that.
Well, that was what we were saying. Like, I mean, are you better off sometimes just not showing up with anything? Because what if you run into people like that,
yeah,
right?
It does seem kind of like a gamble.
Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I've heard of wine snobs, but really, that's kind of rude.
Yeah, that's next level.
Right, because, okay, so... The guy that I'm with, his family knows a lot about wine, and I didn't know anything. And so they taught me. They didn't put me down or anything. Of course, I didn't show up with wine. But where I come from, you bring something out of the thought, and the thought should count. But to put him down like that, I mean, that was kind of rude. And if that's the kind of family he's going to be with, maybe he should think twice.
So in no universe would you show up empty-handed. There's no way that's going to be a better plan.
Okay. No, I mean, what's he going to do next? Show up with a bouquet of flowers and they're going to be the wrong kind?
Here's a question for you. It's not, is showing up with nothing better than something? It's if it's the thought that counts. If you're picking up something on the way to the party, is there actually a thought? Right? So basically suggesting you forgot about getting an actual present.
It feels rushed.
And so now you're just stopping by 7-Eleven and see what they got and stop.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
At least he remembered at the last minute.
That's true.
Better than nothing, right?
Hey. I mean, he could have stopped at Walgreens and left the tag on it for roses or something, but at least he did it.
Uh-huh. That's like there is effort there. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Oh, my goodness. If I was Frank, I would let this girl go.
Okay. Another one. That's enough to be like, hey, no, it's not going to work out.
Seriously. The very first thing we're taught is don't ever show up empty-handed at a party. And if her family is judging how much the bottle of wine is, those aren't the kind of people you want in your life.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it would be hard to fit into.
Because it's not going to stop
there. You have different values, obviously.
Yeah, it's just you care about different things. Yeah. And that, if they are, in fact, judging you over bringing Yellowtail.
That judgment's never going to stop.
God forbid you
say something wrong or
dress wrong.
And you're
going to have to constantly change yourself.
Yeah. Or, oh,
exactly. You're going to have to change yourself.
Like rearing children in that environment, like they're going to have opinions on everything. Like, yeah, no thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
tough.
This
girl seems way, way, way too stuck up.
Hey, thank you. Go ahead. What do you think?
So if she's going to tell him, by the way, never do something like that, I think he should look somewhere else because she's going to do this more. And I feel like he brought nothing, she would be even worse. So
yeah,
there's
you know
no win-win.
Yeah, you don't know the reaction if he had brought nothing. That's the thing. We know this. We don't know the other one. Show up empty-handed to a feast. I don't know.
And I'm European, and I'm a wine snob, and I was raised that if someone brings you a gift, you accept it and say thank you. And if you don't want to drink it, if you don't like it, give it to someone else. It doesn't matter.
From a European wine, from a European wine snob, what's your opinion on Yellowtail?
I like it.
Okay, there we go. See, another award. We have solved this. We have solved this problem.
It's a 501st award.
There it is.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you guys for doing this every day, making our way to work.
Well, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Bye.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
You know, I do also have an update. The West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey said the second National Guard member who was shot near the White House last week is making progress.
Really?
I believe he's still in critical condition, but Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf is now out of a medically induced coma.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I want to say he gave a thumbs up and wiggled his toes.
Okay. All right. Progress is progress.
Exactly.
That's great news.
The suspect in the shooting is an Afghan national who worked with U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He was injured in the incident and remains hospitalized, facing first-degree murder and other related charges for the death of Wolf's colleague, Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom. In some Apple news, their top artificial intelligence exec is stepping down and I guess is going to retire in early 2026.
What?
John Giandria has been at Apple since 2018 as senior vice president for machine learning and AI strategy.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
And he's going to get replaced by
a machine?
Amar Subramanya, who comes from Microsoft.
Y'all had the chance to do something truly hilarious there, and you just passed on it.
Well, he worked for Microsoft and before that, Google.
Oh, yeah. This is a...
Well, clearly they're worried about AI.
Yeah, very worried.
Right? I mean, this is a company known for careful planning.
Yeah.
And something's been up with Apple's AI because they were supposed to release the new Siri, right?
Oh, they were supposed to do
but
like
that didn't
an AI.
Come out. Yeah. They said it would take longer than expected, and now they're targeting spring 2026 for the new Siri.
I just want to, is it evil? That's, I mean, what's stopping you? Is it,
or is it not evil enough?
Yeah, that's which one was it? Was it like just as you designed level
11.
Evil, or was it okay? We got to recook this.
I mean, they think there's some stiff competition out there.
Yeah. I mean, there are. Now everyone's got one, and they're all
terrifying.
Doesn't
mean they're good.
No, they're not good. Like, what do you mean good as in, like, they can do what you ask them to do, or good as in they won't
both.
End up destroying
all
us all?
All of it.
All right.
But for what it's worth, Apple stock has gone up 13% this year, which is better than Amazon and Microsoft, but I guess not as much as Oracle and Google and companies like that.
Sure.
Newell Brands, you might not know the name, but they are the maker of Sharpie and Yankee Candle, among others. They are preparing to lay off more than 900 workers beginning this month, which maybe doesn't sound like a lot for a large company, but it's 10% of their workforce. They'll also close roughly 20 Yankee Candle stores across the United States and Canada early next year as part of a plan to cut costs.
Ugh.
They also own Mr. Coffee, Rubbermaid, Sunbeam.
That's a lot of really big, you know.
Yet somehow their stock has fallen nearly 62%.
So are people not buying coffee filters anymore? Find a way around that?
Right. I don't know.
Yankee Candles, I'll give you. Maybe it's like, ooh, man, maybe I'll just, you know, use the old ones.
Life
this
finds
year.
A way. You find your Yankee Candle
that's
money.
What I mean. Who's been scrimping on Yankee? It's like, you know what? I'm going to give up my
Yankee
Candles.
Let's say Bath & Body.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Bath & Body has more deals?
I can't hate that. I still kind of hate that.
They say that they have started the turnaround plan, and it's been going since 2023. And they will use more automation and artificial intelligence, speaking of AI,
I knew it.
To help with productivity.
I knew it. I knew that was coming.
They expect to spend up to $90 million to complete the layoffs and store closures.
$90 million.
But over time, they should save up to $130 million.
Oh, wow. This doesn't
seem like it makes sense for a massive company.
This is Maybe this is why you're not doing this place. Well. Yeah, this is not. This gets worse and worse and worse. Thank you for those wonderful updates this morning.
Well, how about this? After three straight years in the Lone Star State, the ACM Awards.
I know, I spoiled it for myself.
Are heading back to Las Vegas.
Best decision they have ever made.
It was announced yesterday.
Holy cow, is that a great move.
So it's back at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, Sunday, May 17th.
One day, if I can ask Netflix for a documentary, I would like to know the circumstances behind
why it moved in the first place.
Idiot thought that moving it to Dallas was going to somehow zhuzh up the show. Because, Vegas, and not even Dallas, Frisco. Vegas or...
Was it the crowd they were looking for?
Yeah, just like... I'm just asking. I'm sure they had some thoughts. I mean, honestly, probably had something to do with Jerry Jones, but they moved it to Dallas Cowboys training facility.
Right.
The same place you see in America's Sweethearts where they're dancing. That's where they're having the ACMs. And it just, it
didn't feel regal enough.
It was lame. I'm sorry. It was lame. Would I love to say that was a great fit? And yeah, you know, Texas did it right. No, we did it poorly, and we did it not as well as Las Vegas.
We deserve to have it taken away.
It needs to be. It's a Vegas show.
Vegas needs all the help it can get.
Yes, it does.
So give it back.
Yes.
And for those not willing to take the trip to Sin City, the event will stream live on Prime Video and the Amazon Music channel on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Tickets for the ACMs and surrounding ACM week, because remember, that's the whole thing, will go on sale very early next year, so keep an eye out. Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. For some reason, someone moved our completely real wheel out of the studio yesterday, and as I was lugging it back in,
I noticed wink sound.
I saw a few new categories.
Oh!
Very exciting stuff. Okay. Will they pop up today in the Wheel of Texans?
You're saying the Wheel of Texans. The Wheel of Texans has somehow gotten an upgrade.
I think it changed itself.
You know what? Isn't that a beautiful thing? It's the most exciting game in Houston radio, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wheel of Texans.
Where we reward your knowledge for this great state and everything in it. Some tickets to the Houston Texans.
And if you are a longtime listener to the show, you know we dive into everything.
Oh yeah,
I say little nooks and crannies you would never
things
imagine.
You should know,
yeah.
Or things that are now cool to know.
Exactly. Either way,
as you find me.
And the best part of this, the best part, if you call us at 713-881-5500, you can spin the Wheel of Texas. We'll spin it for you three times. It'll land on three different categories, and you'll get three questions.
Each with multiple choice, so you don't have to come up with the answer all on your own.
That's right. And if you get two out of those three questions correct, we give you tickets to the Texans. Specifically, Texans cards in RG Stadium. Not this weekend, next weekend, because this weekend they got to go to speaking of frozen hellscapes like Dallas, Kansas City, Missouri, to face the Chiefies. So call us, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll get our contestant for the Wheel of Texans. See how they do coming up next.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie.
It is time to hopefully learn a thing or two today. If not, then hey, great. It's time to hand out some Texans tickets.
The Wheel of Texans.
Let's meet our contestant this morning, Frito and Katie. Who's this?
Michelle.
Good morning. As you might have guessed, you're up in the Wheel of Texans. Are you ready to knock this thing?
No pressure.
Yes, I'm ready.
I should say the newly improved Wheel of Texans, because as Katie mentioned, somehow
New categories.
Don't know who
new categories
did it.
About.
Yeah, dropped a couple of new ones on there, so might get some fresh questions. But let's spin the wheel, see if we can send you to the text.
Oh, the questions are always fresh. Thank you. It's the categories.
No repeats as of yet.
Lone Star Lyrics.
Okay, Lone Star Lyrics, Michelle. These are songs that feature the state of Texas in some capacity or are about the state of Texas. Mm. We are going to play you a clip. We'll pause and you'll fill in the blank. Okay, so whatever lyrics are missing, you will provide. Now, again, we do give you multiple choice, so you'll just pick the best answer. Here's your clip.
When it's Christmas time in Texas, it's a very special time for me. In Texas, we'll be dancing to a Christmas melody.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
in that blank, in that space, should the lyrics be A, in Texas, we'll be swinging around the Christmas tree. B, in Texas, we'll be chasing cousins round the property. Or C, in Texas, we'll be wearing shorts. It's 83.
I'm going to go with A.
A. Swinging around the Christmas tree. A.
Nailed it.
Correct.
Okay.
Of course, the King George Strait, Christmas Strait to you.
One of the best.
1986, I think.
Was it 86? Is it the 80s? Good Lord. Wow. Stands
the cover's definitely 80s.
Real Texas.
Real Texas. That's real with two E's.
Oh, okay. This is I get where
Texas
you're headed with this.
On the screens?
Yes.
It's not just silver. It could be the smaller.
Any screen.
Real Texas, the first ad, Michelle, for our beloved Don't Mess with Texas campaign.
Oh, wow.
Dropped New Year's Day, 1986. What famous Texan did it feature? Was it A, Willie Nelson, B, Lyle Lovett, or C, Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Can you tell me the question again?
Yes. So Don't Mess with Texas. You know, our anti-littering campaign.
Yes.
That began New Year's Day in 1986. Now, this got very popular because it references pop culture, mm-hmm. and it frequently involves celebrities.
A lot of celebs. A lot of celebs have been
but
in the
very first ad for Don't Mess with Texas featured what celebrity? Was it A, Willie Nelson, B, Lyle Lovett, or C, Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Dang right, it was SRV.
Willie and George Strait were eventually featured.
Yeah.
And those are very, very popular commercials for them.
I feel like they're Ricky Williams was in one. Foreman was in one. Everyone was in these things. They were great. They're still great. I think it might need to, you know, maybe bring them back. Loved that campaign.
It's considered by some to be one of the most effective ad campaigns of all time.
I want to say it is. It's like it's a historic yeah. like thing. Well,
I mean, even by 1990, roadside litter had decreased by 72%.
72%.
Yeah.
72.
Over the years, yeah. It's saved our fair state millions in
Michelle,
cleanup fees.
Congratulations. You did it.
Yay.
Two questions correct, and that means you are going to see the Texans and the Cardinals at NRG. Hang on.
Yay, thank you.
Hang on the line. Let's get you in. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Let's talk.
My haunted advent calendar?
I mean, we could.
I did have a great question. Someone was like, hey, are you not going to reveal today's puzzle?
We did have questions about this. Yeah.
Well, part of it was there was a part two yesterday, which was very difficult to describe.
I thought
you had to see it.
I thought there was no way we were getting past
it was
day one.
I was embarrassed. It was a simple number cipher. That was my bad. I tinkered with it.
Simple,
I got too creative.
A simple number cipher. I mean, anyone should
Where Ash
seen
Lies
this.
Took me to the fireplace. No big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't do the puzzle today, the riddle.
Mm.
I don't know if that's something we'll revisit or we can't really talk about.
No, there's a really good chance we are going to bring that back up because I find what was in this riddle fairly unbelievable.
Yeah, fireplace ledge.
Fireplace.
A fireplace ledge.
You ever heard of something referred to as a fireplace ledge in your life?
I guess it would depend on the fireplace. If you've got a particularly high one that has a sort of bench, maybe it has a sort of ledge. But a fireplace ledge, to me, would be the mantle of the fireplace.
The mantle. The mantle of the fireplace.
You know what? Now we're splitting hairs. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, let's talk about
something happier.
Well, Christmas kids. Christmas kids. This is something to speak. Occasionally, you guys call us. You'll message us, and you'll have questions about Christmas kids. Like, okay, where am I taking the gifts? What do I do with the gifts now that I have shopped for my Christmas kid? And we can answer all of those for you. Very simple. All the gifts going back to Mack, Hike, Chevy. Just put them right under the tree. Now, they do not have to be wrapped. Mm-mm. Don't wrap them. Just bring them. Label them with the Christmas kids number.
Or have them all together. They could be in a bag of some kind, and you could just affix the tag to that bag.
Some people have gone that route, which is
that's
fantastic.
Totally fine. Just make your best effort to keep it all together,
mm-hmm.
and then we will individually label everything and make sure it gets to the right kiddo in time for Christmas.
Exactly. And just keep in mind, December the 10th.
That's next Wednesday.
Getting down to a week. Now, I know, again, we just came off of the
not
holiday
exactly.
weekend. Now, yeah, you still got some time,
yep.
you know, and I know a lot
got a
of
weekend
you
in there.
Shopping when Cyber Monday was happening and everything else.
Now, Mack Hike is closed on Sunday.
Keep that in mind. But if you do have any other questions, you can always get at us. We have contact information on the website with a lot of this stuff on there, too. MyChristmasKids.com. It's MyChristmasKids.com.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Shelly. Have you had your break today? That's an old one. And this is not a break. So I don't really know where I was going with that. But thanks to McDonald's for sponsoring this. We've got 10 questions for you. You got to get them all right. You have 60 seconds to do it. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. You will get a second try at any passes that you make if we have time at the end. And you cannot change answers once you give them. Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Katie, are you ready?
Ready. Before He Cheats is a hit song recorded by what former American Idol winner?
Clay Aiken.
What kind of animal is Punxsutawney Phil?
Groundhog.
What is it called when a calendar month has two full moons?
Double moon.
What board game simulates a person going through different stages of their life from adulthood to retirement?
Oh, pass.
What popular 90s TV series did actor Calista Flockhart star in?
Oh my gosh. Oh, My So-Called Life.
Think no. Outside the Bun was an advertising slogan used by what fast food company?
Oh my! White Castle. I'm gonna go back to My So-Called Life.
What is the square root of 225?
What? Five?
What fish is capable of generating an electrical charge up to 600 volts?
I wish eels. Sometimes. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Electric eel.
Which
rhymes with Ally McBeal?
Yes. Well, yep. I said Calista, so then I was like, dang it. We were all in rough shape today.
There are moments where
I have clear jeans on the brain.
I wish we could just like hit mulligan and start it over again. Because I feel like that just got off the rails fast, but let's go over it. Okay.
Before He Cheats is a hit song recorded by
Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
Of course.
What is it called when a calendar month has two full moons?
I don't know.
A blue moon.
That's the blue moon. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Excellent.
What board game simulates a person going through different stages of their life?
That's the Game of Life.
It's the Game of Life.
Oh.
You came back and got Ally McBeal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Think Outside the Bun. Advertising slogan used by?
Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Square root of 225 is 15.
Oh.
15 times 15.
I act like I would have known never that. Gotten not that. Not a million years.
I would only ever do square roots and things like.
Yeah.
With numbers or like fives.
There's a limit to Katie's math questions.
I definitely don't like math
it
either.
It really is.
And yeah.
There you go. Hey,
pass the quiz.
Please sign up again. Now you've had one out of the way.
Yep.
It'll be like a mulligan. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I guess this is big news if you are a big old fan of the eggnog latte.
Oh.
It went away years ago, right? And people that loved it have been clamoring.
Lord, you know what? I do
to rejoin the menu.
You're
ever
right.
Since.
I do remember.
They were
it
a vocal
away.
Group.
Yeah.
The eggnog latte people.
Loved that. Thing.
And you probably already know this and have had five by now, but it is back at Starbucks today.
Wow.
So it has returned. The chestnut praline latte is also back.
Just keep
adding
on.
Even more nostalgia to their festive lineup.
Keep on dropping them. Just keep on dropping them. Keep on stacking that lineup for the holiday season.
Ooh, they have a cold foam cream eggnog version.
Cold foam cream eggnog? That's the last. That all right. If I'm not going to yuck your yum, that is you. Congratulations. Go and enjoy. I have gotten way too into this Lane Kiffin debacle.
Not again.
At all. Yeah. Yeah. I am. Okay. All right. So this is going to be a little conspiracy theory-ish, so you're going to have to bear with me. There's no way you know Lane Kiffin has a dog, right? Are you aware of the existence of Juice Kiffin? Not surprising.
No.
Juice Kiffin is a yellow lab. Beloved. He has a Twitter page, everything. And he has been, like, honestly, one of Ole Miss's favorite parts about their program. Lane Kiffin's dog. So, at some point, people started, you know, because when Lane Kiffin sold out his school to go to LSU and you know, all the chaos ensued, people started, you know, going to some of these Ole Miss message boards and everything else like that, and they discovered a story. The story being that Lane Kiffin might not actually have a dog named Juice. Juice exists.
What?
Juice is a real dog. But Ole Miss fans allege that Lane Kiffin is not Juice's pet parent. That Lane Kiffin...
What?
This is basically a PR stunt. Because if you know anything about this, in the past, Lane Kiffin he's a real turd. People don't like Lane Kiffin. So he was trying to rehab his image because Kirk Herbstreit got very popular once uh-huh. people realized Kirk Herbstreit has his golden retrievers.
I mean, most people have dogs.
Yeah, but very prominent front and center dog. It's hard to hate someone who has a very cute dog by their side.
That's
every single
day. That's not
true
at all. That's definitely not true.
Depends on the person. Depends on the dog.
You might like the dog. It doesn't make you like the person anymore.
So they say that Juice has not lived with Lane Kiffin in 2 years. And that Juice lives with a handler and is technically the Ole Miss dog. It's nothing to do with Lane. Even though he has his last name. That some other guy just keeps him and then they trot him out there whenever people need to make Lane Kiffin more likable.
He's on the road a lot.
Yeah, you don't take
I
your
mean, maybe
dog.
It's That's... possible he can't care for the dog and he was actually being a very responsible pet owner. Yeah. Maybe you now like him more.
Yeah.
Because he said, know. I can't care for this dog.
Too much
stuff
on my
plate.
But
he gave it to somebody who now wants him to still be very involved in his life.
Exactly.
And also continue his Twitter fame.
Or he is just a fraudulent man who has a fake
dog. What if he fostered
dog?
That? What if he fostered the dog? What if he never intended to adopt the dog for real?
Oh, like it was just like, hey, I'm gonna let this dog who's immaculately
Maybe it
trained.
Was a PR stuff. Maybe it was, but he was like, look, when I foster this animal from this shelter, I am now freeing up a space.
That's right.
I'm for just, them just to let, save another
just
animal.
Let, just let this dog who is basically just
Lane
like,
Kiffin hero.
Like, no, that is something
friend
that has
to all our four-legged friends.
Oh my God. Never been said. Never been said. Never will be said.
I mean, it just sounds about as plausible as yours.
It's better every day. Have a great day, guys. See you back on the radio tomorrow.